I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The Pod Network Entertainment.
I was already hyped for the matchup because a Christian versus Swerve was going to bang. I know it. It's going to fuck. I know it. But the fact nahanapan nila ng connection, diba? It's really, really great. It's really interesting how they came to that conclusion. I don't know what the thought process was for choosing Christian, other than the fact that somebody might have requested it. Like, I don't know, Swerve might have requested a feud with Christian. But I highly enjoyed it.
Who's ready for story time?
What's going on? This is Xavier Woods, a.k.a. Austin Creed.
Let me talk to you.
Hello, WWE Universe in the Philippines. This is Charlotte.
Adam! Hey, everyone. This is Jeff Cobb.
I have to finish the story.
We are pretty deadly. Yes, boy. Yes, boy.
Run!
Bang! The sniper is shooting you down. This is TMDK's Robbie Eagles.
Hey, hey. This is the Cosmic Cactus, Paul London.
Hello, my name is Ilya Dragunov. The star, the NXT champion, and you're listening to the Wrestling Podcast.
Yeah.
Listening to the longest-running weekly episodic Filipino wrestling podcast. This is the Wrestling Podcast. Stan C and Ro Moran with the second half of our live stream for this week, which features our topics about AEW from Christian Cage being the EVP appointed challenger for Swerve at Double or Nothing to Kenny Omega's big return and the update on his health condition and Adam Copeland and his feud with the House of Black. All of that coming at you in 3, 2, and 1. Okay, tawid naman tayo sa AEW and we're gonna start with Christian Cage and how he is the new EVP appointed or approved number one contender for Swerve Strickland's AEW World Championship. So, I love the bait and switch here. Nung sinasabi ni, was it the Young Bucks? Na, oh yeah, Swerve, you're gonna get a contender who is Canadian, who is a former champion, knowing na Kenny Omega is billed to come back on this episode of Dynamite in Winnipeg, of all places. So I really loved what they did here. I didn't expect Christian, but then when they did it, I was like, ah, yeah, totally makes sense. I love it.
Noong una ko narinig from you, but as I hadn't seen the show at that time, I thought it was super random. But then I saw the segment, and then Christian explained everything, and it made sense. So that's the power of storytelling, yo. They took those threads from last year and they wove them perfectly. Ginamit niyo yung Swerve versus Nick Wayne feud from before All In. Then they used how Swerve and Christian lost against Darby and Sting at All In, and then they also used yung biglaang crusade ni Swerve against the Young Bucks, which started after he won the championship. He talked about it on Collision last Saturday, and it was super great. I enjoyed it. I was already hyped for the matchup because a Christian versus Swerve is gonna bang. I know it. It's gonna fuck. I know it. But the fact nahanapan nila ng connection, diba? It's really, really great. It's really interesting how they came to that conclusion. I don't know what the thought process was for choosing Christian, other than the fact that somebody might have requested it. Like, I don't know, Swerve might have requested a feud with Christian. But I highly enjoy this. People are clowning the rankings. Wala nang rankings eh.
Again? Didn't they make a comeback?
Yeah, they. But no, you know, no one's talking about it anymore. Nobody's brought it up. Nobody's brought it up in months.
So okay, I'm looking at yung AEW website, and they had a post for the rankings as recently as March 27, 2024, where Swerve was the number one contender.
Right before Dynasty, I guess. You should probably ask. Probably ask someone.
I don't know
nothing.
What to tell you. You know, homework nothing. I mean, it's great. I'm a Christian Cage fan. I love it when he's in the mix for a main event spot, lalo na ito, World Championship. I don't expect him to win against Swerve, especially after the historic moment that Swerve got at Dynasty. But it's kind of sad that they made a big deal out of bringing back the rankings and then biglang, okay, bye rankings.
And I guess how do the rankings account for people showing up from out of nowhere or coming back from injury? I don't know. Especially when you want to do that, when you want to do your dream matches and great hype matchups, right? One point I would like to bring up is doesn't anybody find it weird na biglang naging goody two shoes is Swerve after the Samoa Joe feud? Like, he addressed it nung Collision promo niya, and he said that, you know, he was a dick, right? He did some shitty things. Tapos despite that, he knows how the EVPs, the Jacksons, are pretty bad. So ngayon he's taking on the entire patriarchy 2-on-4, right? 2-on-4, 2-on-3, yeah. And that's strange because he has backup, right? Prince Nana is in his backup, but he literally has the Mogul Embassy, and he has three guys waiting in the wings of the Mogul Embassy. And
na mas malaki pa sa Young Bucks.
Oh, he's kind of forgotten about them during his quest to become world champion. So that's pretty weird. It doesn't make sense because there's nothing, you know. There's nothing really stopping him from evening the odds. Yes, it makes you valiant to take on your being outnumbered by yourself and not backing down. Pero bravery is also stupidity, especially when we know all of us. When we all know na may tropa naman talaga siya. Hindi lang niya pinakausap masyado.
Yeah. Great that you mentioned na biglang naging goody two-shoes si Swerve, kasi after the double turn, medyo may shades of gray pa siya eh. Like, he was, yeah, you cheered, but he openly acknowledged na he'd done some terrible things and that you know, he wasn't really gonna change who he was. And then he changed who he was. Now he's rara, go AEW, boo you EVPs, you guys are dicks. Out of nowhere, when, you know, Swerve was invading people's houses and smashing their heads in their own garage.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's fun, or it's great rather, as a storytelling device. Okay, karma's coming back for Swerve, and that's nice, but that's also not make him stupid. I think it's also worth considering that the man literally has an embassy. That's why he has Prince Nana. Prince Nana brought him the three other guys that he was working with. So let's not make it stupid. I hope that Tony Khan isn't intentionally ignoring the fact that may katropa talaga siya, just because he wants Swerve to look like the brave conquering hero who can take on all the odds.
No, kasi I think that's been a thing since Swerve became a fully fledged babyface. Now they've really brought him away from the
embassy. Pero that's yun nga, wag natin siyang gawin tanga.
I think that's a wrestling problem then. Like, you know, when you zoom out, diba, regardless of promotion, you're a good guy, you're probably naive or worse, stupid.
The Hangman feud, the Samoa Joe feud, okay lang. Kasi wala silang tropa eh, diba? They're not bringing any backup to outnumber Swerve and Nana. But now, there's a whole faction fighting against Swerve. So, you have friends, bring your friends.
Yeah. I mean, they've got a dinosaur on the other side, so
exactly, yeah.
Call your embassy.
Oh,
right.
Gagawin ni Prince Nana, di ba?
Oh, sasayo.
Sasayo lang siya.
Hi guys, we are the Eavesdrop Podcast. My name is Francesca. My name is Jelly.
This is Delamar.
This is Jude. What's up?
Yeah, and we are inviting you to check us out, your fellow TPN podcast.
And if you want to learn more about life, what's happening around us, you want to know about love, healing, this is the podcast you should be listening to.
Eavesdrop, 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 eavesdrop. Sometimes we get drunk and do the show. Those are the fun ones.
Like today.
Ooh, why? Who's drunk right now?
You're red as a bug.
Am I? Eavesdrop, please catch it. Four hosts going crazy. You'll have fun. You'll cry. Everything else. So please check it out. The Eavesdrop.
Only on the Pod Network.
We mentioned Kenny Omega kanina, and he did return nung main event segment ng Dynamite to address his diverticulitis condition and being fired from the Elite. Sabi niya, he'll be out a few more months because of this condition. And he also shed light on how apparently he was 24 hours away from dying. Of course, we don't know how true that is, pero you know, wrestling.
Yeah, I think
wrestling.
I heard that bit, diba? Kasi he didn't go to the ER right away because he thought he could stomach it, he could endure it. But
yeah,
I do know
Jericho
that
still had that match. But yung people were clowning it. Yeah, we were saying, Kenny Omega was off his game. Pala puta, may diverticulitis.
And I do know that diverticulitis is a legit life-threatening condition. So I don't disbelieve na he was close to dying because it really does fuck people up. That's why Brock Lesnar, I believe, had to retire from MMA.
Yeah.
And seeing him get physical there was also kind of messed up. Although it has been a few months or a lot of months removed from the initial attack of diverticulitis.
So the Elite come out and then they jump Kenny. First see Okada and then Jack Perry. And then the Young Bucks come in and they do their thing and they nail Kenny with the EVP trigger. And yes, in the words of South Park, oh my God, they killed Kenny.
Oh, they legit killed Kenny. They showed him on Twitter getting stretchered out. Mm-hmm. So yeah, it was interesting. Ang weird lang na ginawa nila to. Although I guess we did need an update from Kenny. And it was a nice way to really hammer home the fact that the Young Bucks are assholes. And I did like how Kenny established himself na, okay, EVP pa rin ako kahit hindi na ako Elite, diba? So probably someone's gonna fight for Kenny as a proxy. Don't
FDR.
Know who. Probably, yeah. I mean,
they came
versus
out,
Okada. Versus Okada.
Ah.
Yeah.
I don't know. Hindi natin alam.
So, yun.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Yeah. And I just really like how they did this whole thing. Na medyo natural lang din yung pag ano pagkaluhod ni Kenny, such that the Young Bucks were looking like they would help him up, only to really just stretch his arms out and do the EVP trigger. That was pretty fun. And you know, it gave us all the opportunity to make the obvious South Park joke that was, I guess, low hanging fruit, but you know, still had to make it. All right, let's round things out on the AEW front. with this brewing storyline between Adam Copeland and the House of Black. And it looks like they're really trying to corrupt Adam Copeland. They wanted him to hit Buddy Matthews with a chair. Dapat nga, concerto pa, di ba? Parang inuudyok siya ni Malakai Black to really give in to his darkest impulses, which, if you follow the Rated R Superstar's career, alam mo, di ba? Alam natin lahat na capable siya of that darkness, but the grizzled veteran in him has been letting his good guy flag fly.
Yeah, I remember from Dynasty, the end of the six-man tag match that they had was Adam Copeland getting misted. So, syempre, as they've established in the lore, if you get misted, you get corrupted. That's what happened to Julia Hart. That's what happened to Sky Blue. And it's now the trope that they have sa House of Black. So, ito na yung tinatabaho ng story. And again, storytelling, yay. I just don't know if Adam Copeland is the guy for this kind of story. Like, I've already seen this guy be a heel, diba? I've seen him be the legit Rated R superstar, the ultimate opportunist. Mm. I don't think it would be as impactful to have him go through a transformation when a lot of us have already seen what that looks like. Especially recently, when he founded the Judgment Day, diba, as a heel. So,
the fact na they went for the legend, they went for the old guy. I mean, you know, not to call Edge old, but you know, they went for the guy who we literally saw age and grow up and grow old in front of our very eyes.
Yeah. So I don't know. Adam Copeland has already done the Supernatural story, diba? So it's not his first time. He's you know. So I don't know how. I mean, can we just have the great matches? let's just have the guy battling the evil entity. So although that would be nice if the story is him fighting the corruption, so he would be the first guy to do that.
Yeah. So. But like you guys, I would just want to see Adam Copeland go back to doing good lucha things. I mean, I think the Cope Open was enough of a plot device as it was. And I think AEW or maybe Tony Khan couldn't see the value in that. He has to have an actual proper-ass story other than the Cope Open.
Which is nice, naman. It's not bad. It's not a bad thing. But I'm sure it's the kind of thing that, people don't really want to see. People who want just wrestling, just action, they just want to see them ball, but not necessarily do the whole mystical supernatural thing. And but you know, it's been known to deliver great moments, so we'll see.
Mm-hmm. All right, we still have time before the top of the hour. Do you want to talk about some stuff na dapat pag-usapan natin sa audio only?
Yeah, pwede naman. I don't know. We can talk about free agency.
Sure. Okay. Let's get to some free agency news. We mentioned Eric Rowan earlier na babalik siyang WWE based on some reports. We mentioned this as well in a Weekend Reactions episode na he had to pull out of his independent bookings because he was reportedly going back to WWE. And here's another sign na baka doon na nga papunta. Ro, you already made your thoughts known on this one. Anything to add?
I'm just glad he's getting a job. He's getting a big time job ulit. I know, Chempre, I don't care for it that much, but Chempre, a lot of people want the Wyatt first, if you will, back. Chempre, mentioned Olida Sida when Bray passed, and I don't know what it's going to be like under, without the creative mind of Bray Wyatt powering everything. I can't say for sure if it's going to be something that people are going to love just as much as the Bray Wyatt stuff. So I hope for all of your sakes that it's good. It's better than the last Bray Wyatt run. Despite his passing, I can't say I enjoyed that.
To be fair, hindi naman siya nakumpleto talaga that last run.
Kasi no, pero,
he did get sick and that's why we couldn't go further.
No. It was more of there were so many weird turns when it was going on. Yes, hindi siya nakumpleto, pero there were a lot of weird turns going for it, especially the LA Knight feud.
Mm-hmm. Another piece of free agency news comes in the form of Camille, reportedly going to AEW.
Yeah, Camille Brickhouse from the NWA, I believe the current, might have been the current NWA Women's Champion, If you haven't seen her yet, she's built, she's huge. She's a former bodybuilder, I believe.
Yep.
But, she was one of the best parts of early 2020s NWA. So, malayo na rin ang narating niya. And she might just be their AEW's planned replacement for a Jade Cargill. And I would like everyone to see what she's all about. She's really impressive.
Yeah. For those of you who didn't catch yung NWA on YouTube back when NWA Power was airing over there, there was a time when Camille was the heavy for Nick Aldis.
Oh, like, yeah.
Nick Aldis was the world champion, and then Camille was his bodyguard.
Heater, yeah.
Oh, same part of China. Ni Nick Aldis. She was silent. Legit. She was brooding. She was flexing her big ass guns and all of that stuff, which, you know, a lot of people enjoyed. I myself included.
Yeah. Doc G, thank you for the correction. Yeah. She's not the NWA Women's Champion anymore. So can't wait to see. I think she could just be the better Jade Cargill. We'll see. But a good signing. I deserve naman niya to sign with a bigger company.
Ang problem lang is the AEW women's division as it stands really just revolves around the two championships. That's really it. And, you know, the occasional Sky Blue match.
Pati naman sa WWE. Diba? Unfortunately, even WWE revolves around the championships when it comes to the women. Hindi lang masyadong halata kasi mas marami silang ano. They give just a little bit more time to the non-champions. Just a little bit.
I mean, for the most part, Chelsea Green was a recurring story every week despite not being anywhere near a championship.
Yeah, but for the most part, the big minutes still go to the champions.
Mm-hmm. I guess. No Mercedes Moné this week on AEW. Kind of strange given that she's actually the number one contender for the TBS championship. So they couldn't even find time for like a promo or whatever. So I don't know what's going on there.
Yeah, I don't know either.
Say what's up to Nico. Thanks, man. Appreciate you catching the PPV
Nico.
As well.
Thank you so much for tuning in.
All right. We've got an audio-only episode coming up then dito sa feed natin. It will be on your Spotify or Podcatcher feed over the weekend where we'll talk about NXT, yung mga ganap coming out of the draft. We'll also be talking about Giovanni Vinci and what his new role could be now that he's heading over to SmackDown. All of that should be there over the weekend. And, you know, we got to say thanks to everyone, as always, for joining us on the live stream and letting us be part of your weekly wrestling diet. And as we wind down here, we got to get to some plugs. So, Ro, what do you have going on sa Endmo?
I believe Kasaysayan is airing next week. The first episode may finally be airing next week. I'm not quite sure yet. I don't think we've promoted it, but I don't know. We'll see. Stay tuned for that. Dexcon Decada tickets are available on May 13. If you buy them, dexcon.helixpay.ph. If you buy a ticket, may ticket ka na rin sa Lights Camera Action in MWF Lights Camera Action in June 2024. I can't remember the date. Tickets to Republica are still available, guys. Go check that out. ManilaWrestling.HelixPay.ph. Go check that out. If you're looking to get to a local wrestling show, it's going to be at the Bahay ng Alumni in UP Diliman on May 12. That is next week. Malapit na. So if you haven't had your ticket yet, please go support local wrestling and buy one.
Yeah, we'd love to see you at the MWF shows. And you got Dexcon Dekada, the headliner,
yes, sir.
Zack Sabre Jr.
Yes, sir.
Malalaman natin in a few weeks kung sinong lucky Pinoy wrestler ang makakalaban ni Zack Sabre Jr. at Dexcon Dekada. So, exciting times in the local wrestling scene. And it makes us very happy to be a small part of it, if you will. On my end, I'm still doing PBA coverage for the Philippine Cup. I'm calling SMB versus Meralco on Saturday. That's emanating from the Batangas City Coliseum. But I will be on the Smart Sports live stream. It's available both on the Smart app and on the Smart website. So that's where you can catch the alternate broadcast streams ng PBA. So if you are a fan of your local basketball, go catch that. San Miguel looking to complete the sweep of the entire elimination phase, a very rare achievement for any team. And for everything else that we do, you can follow us on social media. It is at Ro is War for Ro, at EML underscore Meister for Emil. at Chino Supersize for Chino, at Monday Night Rowan for Rowan ASH, and for me, it is at underscore Stan C. Thank you very much to Babyface producer Jasper and everyone over at the Pod Network for all of the work that they do behind the scenes. And we will catch you next week for our weekend reactions, our picks of the week. Marami tayong pag-uusapan for Backlash, including kung sino sa inyo yung mga nagising talaga ng 1 a.m. to catch it on Disney Plus. Those who went to the viewing party of our friends from Hobby Stadium, which we do support and encourage you to attend if you want to be part of that. And which of you decided to go catch the stream that lets you see the dog right afterward? So, kanya-kanyang kwentuhang Backlash tayo by next week, all right? For now, though, we got to end this episode of the Wrestling Podcast. For Ro Moran, Chino Liao, Emil Nate, and Rowan ASH, my name is Stan C, saying stay safe, stay healthy and hydrated, and don't be a dick. Wrestling Podcast, out. Later, outcasts.
Peace.
The opinions of podcast creators, hosts, and guests are not necessarily reflective of the official stance of the Pod Network Entertainment, its hosts, or other network programs. The content created by the people behind the podcast is personal and not meant to harm any religion, ethnicity, group, organization, company, or individual.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.